So when you look at this, Lisa, and I mean, listen, it's Green Bay, it's Aaron Rodgers, but this is a team, the Raiders, they're clearly playing for something. They got a little bit of magic. Josh Jacobs seems to be a very interesting character. How are you looking at this game?
Yeah, they're not just playing for something. They're playing for something in the perfect situation. You look at Green Bay right now. No Geronimo Allison because of concussion. No MVS. You've got no Davante Adams. I mean, I understand that we just found a new star last week for Aaron Rodgers for two big plays, but that's not going to be enough to put away the Raiders. And I look at Hunter Renfrow, who could jump on the scene. You remember seeing lots of bits of him on Hard Knocks with Tyrell Williams still down with this injury. And it could be, again, more serious than we thought. The biggest bummer for the Raiders this year for me was, you know, the little bit of injuries that are starting to pile up. But I think comparison, they're rested. They're going to go in there with that defense. And I think Josh Jacobs has a really big game.
Let me ask you something. We just heard that news earlier this week about offensive lineman Trent Brown being accused by his significant other, ex-fiance. I don't know the exact title. But clearly, that is an issue, right? It made headlines. When something like that comes down, does that have you kind of fade at all or kind of like give a different look on a team in terms of chemistry and where their head might be at coming into a game?
Yeah, I don't like how news gets out now until people are really, you know, proven to have done anything.
Sure.
I look at everybody as they're innocent until proven guilty. But you can now slander someone in the media and then never even follow up with a court case, and now this has happened. And I worry about how it affects the other teammates because they're in the same boat as us.
Sure.
They're gathering information from the outside world and trying to operate as a team. So it is always a blip, right? You never want to see a team go through this. But when you have a quarterback like Derek Carr, who's been in the league for as many years as he has a very calming presence. I really like his energy a lot, and I think he can keep these players in the mindset that they need to be, focused on what they're doing, and everything else falls into place as long as you do not allow the distractions to come into your head.
All right, let's stay in the NFC North, at least in terms of home teams for this. We're talking Packers and Lambeau, right? Let's talk Bears back in Chicago, taking on a New Orleans team that has done incredibly well without Drew Brees. Flip side of that, Chicago's done incredibly poorly without Mitch Trubisky. This is a real interesting game. I know it's early, but I don't want to say it's must win for Chicago, but I'm just trying to picture a scenario where they sit 500 in a stacked division, Lisa Ann, where everyone, I don't know how many people know this, everyone in the North is above 500. So how do you see that playing out?
Yeah, this is going to be a real, real great game to watch, I think, because it's going to rely on Chicago's defense. It's going to rely on the defense and the run game. You've got Kamara, who is a little bit hobbled right now as well. And if I were the Saints, I would really limit his touches and have Latavius Murray out there, because why are you going to put him up against the Bears defense? So that's an issue. The Bears are in a situation similar to the Sunday night game. I feel like the Eagles and Cowboys are in the same situation where whoever wins this game is going on the playoff run. Now, I do believe the Eagles would have a chance, even if they lose, to continue their playoff run, but I don't believe the Cowboys will. We have a much tougher schedule moving forward. The Bears are in that same boat, but with an even more stacked division.
Great stuff from Lisa Ann. You can find her on Twitter.
You can call me the real Lisa Ann. You can call me LA. You can
call
me whatever. You know?
I almost went with, we're here with the real Lisa Ann, which is your Twitter handle.
Everyone does that.
If you want to follow her on Twitter, go out to @TheRealLisaAnn. All right, Lisa Ann, we will end on this. Some actual fantasy football insight because I need it, or more specifically, my producer on my show, The Mac Attack, needs it. Chris Chapman out there, he's got a dilemma. It actually involves the exact same game. He's got a quarterback dilemma. He's got Lamar Jackson out there in Baltimore, and he's got Russell Wilson. He doesn't know who to start. What would your advice be, Lisa Ann?
Oh, yeah, that is a tough one, right?
It's a good problem to have.
It's a good problem to have, but, you know, Russell Wilson loses very few games at home. It's going to be a high-scoring game on both ends, but you know what? Let's face it, Lamar Jackson has more weapons.
Yep.
And that's really what I'm going to narrow this down to, because it is such a tough decision. I'm going to look at the weapons Lamar Jackson has compared to the limits that are on Russell Wilson.